In Oakland, California, the city council is fed up with fast food litter. The council claims that sandwich wrappers, French fry containers, potato chip bags, and portable cups comprise the bulk of the garbage strewn about on city streets. So the city has decided to impose a special tax on businesses that serve food in disposable packaging. The tax would apply to more than 400 vendors in Oakland, including fast food restaurants and convenience stores. The revenue would be used to help pay for cleanup crews. Jane Bruner wrote the proposal, and she joins us now from her city council office. Councilor, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So why is the city looking to this fast food tax to solve this problem?
Well, this has been an issue that I have personally worked on for 8 years. I represent North Oakland, and we have fast food establishments that are around our junior high and high school. And what happens is the students, on their way to school in the morning, lunch hour, after school, will stop in, get something to eat, and as they are either walking to school, walking home to the library, the bus stop, well, when they finish, we'll just drop the boxes and the drink containers where they are, which is on residents' front lawns. And for 8 years, I've been working with the fast food establishments to try to fix this problem.
Well, the business community say that taxation is not the only way to deal with this. They say that you could install more trash cans around the city, or they note that littering is already a crime, so you could step up enforcement.
Well, we're doing all of that. We have installed many more trash cans around so that they are used. We also, part of this ordinance, we're going to do some stings so that we can start training some of the students to not do this, and they will get a ticket.
How would that work? A sting.
Well, the police department has agreed to do some undercover stings and give it when they see someone, give them a ticket. And then we're thinking about when they get a ticket, that either they pay the fine or maybe they help us clean up. But we believe that a fast food establishment, which nationally we know from a report actually locates right around schools and they make a profit off of the young people, that they also need to be good neighbors and help us with this cleanup.
Wouldn't they also then be passing on the tax to those young people? Isn't this, in some ways, just an indirect tax on the customers?
It's very cheap, though. 77% of the businesses on our list are small businesses. That's under $500,000 gross income. The tax will be $231 a year. That comes out for per business 63 cents a day. We don't really think that's too much to help us keep our city clean.
So what if I talk to you 1 year from now and we find that even with this tax, you still have a litter problem. You still find sandwich wrappers and paper cups all over town, even with the stepped-up crews, even with the sting operation. What do you do next?
Well, we're not trying to do the whole city with this. We're trying to do targeted blocks. If we find that in a year's time when we analyze it, we're not doing a good job, I am very happy to bring it and say this didn't work. I think we deserve to try it out for a year and to make sure it's going to work.
Jane Bruner, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
Jane Bruner is a member of the Oakland City Council. She was speaking to us about a proposal to tax establishments that serve food in disposable packaging.